Wes Cheney works for the Norfolk Southern Railway, and he lives in the town that gave the line part of its name, Norfolk, Virginia. He was out with his video camera one day, and he captured an intriguing sound. He thought it would be perfect for our series, Sound Clips.
The sound that I heard is the sound of automated spike drivers on ribbon rail, as the railroad calls it. Now, ribbon rail is these quarter-mile sections of steel that are laid down, and then they have to drive spikes in along the way to hold the rail in place onto the ties. And in the old days, you know, John Henry was doing it by hand with a sledgehammer, but nowadays they've got this machine that's probably about the size of a dump truck with a guy sitting over each rail hammering at it with a, I think it's a pneumatic automatic hammer. So you hear this pound, 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 pound. And when you're standing right next to it, of course, you know, it's, you know, you're hearing the machinery going. But as you walk down this quarter-mile stretch of rail and you get farther and farther away from it, you can't hear the machine anymore, but you can still hear the sound that the machine is making transmitted through the rails. It's the freakiest sound in the world if you didn't actually happen to see the machine that's making it. Because there you are, standing in the middle of River Valley in western Pennsylvania, and it sounds like you're sitting next to a jungle or something out of, I don't know, like a 1950s sci-fi movie. Sort of like cicadas on acid.
That's Wes Cheney of Norfolk, Virginia, with his sound clip. We'd like to hear yours. You can find out how to send a sound clip to us at npr.org.